The teacher's part. And every teacher has his own wrong traits of character to watch lest the enemy use him as an agent to destroy souls. The teacher's safety lies in learning daily in the school of Christ. He who learns in this school will hide self in Jesus and will remember that as he deals with his students he is dealing with a blood-bought heritage. In this school he will learn to be patient, humble, generous, noble. The molding hand of God will bring out in the character the divine image. Let Christ's methods be followed in dealing with those who make mistakes. Unwise actions, the manifestation of undue severity on the part of the teacher, may thrust a student upon Satan's battleground. Prodigals have been kept out of the kingdom of God by the UN Christlikeness of those who claim to be Christians. Whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, Christ said, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. It were better not to live than to exist day by day devoid of that love which Christ has enjoined upon his children. A Christ-like nature is not selfish, unsympathetic, cold. It enters into the feelings of those who are tempted and helps the one who has fallen to make the trial a stepping stone to higher things. The Christian teacher will pray for and with an erring student, but he will not get angry with him. He will not speak sharply to the wrongdoer, thus discouraging a soul who is struggling with the powers of darkness. He will let his heart ascend to God for help, and angels will come to his side to help him in lifting up the standard against the enemy. Thus instead of cutting off the erring one from help, he will be enabled to gain a soul for Christ.